Kelim Perkin Zion Mishnah Vov. The last Mishnah, we learned the Mishnah Hey, we said we're getting a little bit closer to a Metzius Dika Halacha of how big is a Rimoin. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah only gave us the size of a Rimoin in terms of what's a Rimoin Benini, or maybe a Mochosh of a Rimoin, a Rimoin Godl, a Rimoin Badon, but didn't tell us practically in size of inches, in terms of weight, size. How do we measure Bizman Hazeh? We're going to have other Mishnayos now. We're going to start learning Kibbetz HaShama, which will be the same halacha. We have Shirim and halacha that tell in a Beitza and a Zayis, etc. Which Beitza, which Zayis. What about Bizman Hazeh? It's a famous tumul between Gedolei Rabbi Seinu about what happens if it would seem like Nishtanu Ativiyim and the Shirim, what was standard then, is not the Metzius of today. So just as an aside, a Beitza, we have, there's a famous thing to remember, Askeleb Gudei, which means you have the letters Aleph, Samach, Kuf, Lamed, Beis, which is Ephoi, So, Lug, Kav, Beitza. Gudei means 3, the ratio of the first to the second. The second to the third is 6, Vov. Dalet is the ratio of 1 to 4 of the third. And Vov, which would tell us that the Askeleb, the last one, which is a Beitza, is 1/6 of a lug. And the lug we have in terms of volume, we have how big is. Now, in terms of size to in terms of volume, when we say a lug and a Beitza, we're talking about volume. And we're talking about size in terms of inches, which we would call Veloshna Teru Etzpa, Tefach, Amo, and so on. So the way to measure, there's a standard procedure based on the Sugyam Sochem Daf Kuf Tes, and that's the way to measure is that Nefach Te'orich, volume as opposed to length, would be 2 by 2 by 2.7. And this is the Shir, what's Mavu in the Sugya over there for Revius Haloig, which is a Beitz and a half. A Beitz and a half is 10.8. The number that we just said, 2 by 2 by 2.7, is 10.8 square etz bois, is the shear of a Beitz of a Chetzi. Okay, this is just the basic formulas. But again, what happens if the Metzius changes? So the famous shear, this is a Tzlach and Psochem Dav Kuf Tezayin, is what we call the Shoyrish of the shear Chazanish. And the Tzlach was Yotzel Echadish, that this that we have a shear Beitzo, if the shear Beitzo was bigger than Mechazal, if a Beitzo was bigger than Mechazal, then you have to go, what's the biggest shear? Now, Tzlach had a basic problem. Tzlach did a scientific experiment. The Gemara's Mavur over there, based on the Sugan Ervin Daf Pei Gimel, what's the shear of how much flour is Mechuyv and Chalo? The Gemara says, in terms of Beitzim, 43.2 Beitzim. In terms of its boys, comes out a size of a kli that's full of flour, 3 1/9 its boys. As I said, Ramon, Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideh Shinchov Dalet. So Shals, if you put the two together, they don't stim. So the Tzlach says, you'll have to say that one of two things happened. Either what we measure etz bois, which is based on finger breadths, our fingers are different than what they were. Or you'll have to say the beitzim niskatnu, the beitzes are smaller. If the things got smaller, bizman hazeh, he says, Mistabe, that the fingers stayed the same and the size of the eggs of the Beitzim got smaller. So Memela, he says that the share of a Beitza is really 2 Beitzim bishal zmanenu. Don't take out an egg from your fridge and measure. It's really double that amount. L'choira, the way it says in the Tzlach is also in the Maaser Rava, is Kufhei B'Shem the Goin. Some surface installed that way. The famous Hachro is the Hachro of the Chazanish. He has a kuntres on this inyan, and the stipler wrote on this, he has a sefer shur and shal teira, and they hold that the shear of an etzba is 2.4 centimeters, a revius is 100 centimeter, cubic centimeters, and a beitza they measure based on that, and because of that, their shear revius of kiddush is going to be bigger than what's the standard. The other famous shita is called the shita of Reb Chaim Noah. And he holds Lonishtanu Hashurim, there's a lot of Rayas, and the Bi'alokha brings both Shittas. Bi'alokha sees that somewhat of a Sophic. He says, Gabi Din Deraisa wants to be Machmir. That's why they have Kiddush Friday night, which is Deraisa to be Machmir, with a bigger Kois. And Kiddush Shabbos morning, you can make with a smaller kais. Kiyadua, the Chofetz Chaim had a smaller kais. He was saimich on the smaller shear, which is Lein Shtana. Instead of 150 cubic centimeters for Kiddush, they used only 86. Kitzah, this is a shas and a famous machlekes all over in all areas of halacha. I'm just pointing it out in the context of our din. Now let's go back to the Mishnah. Kibetza she'amru, the beitza that we find in Chazal, which is used as a shear, Gabi Tumas Oichlin and other dinim, loy beitza gedayla, v'loy ketana ela benmis. Same thing we had in the Mishnah before. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, mevi gedayla shub gedaylas. You bring the biggest, by the way, when we say an egg, we don't mean an ostrich egg. We mean a chicken egg. Bring the biggest egg possible, v'ketana shub ketanas, the smallest possible. Bring a kli, a pot of water, fill up the pot until the top. V'noisim l'teich hamayim, put these two beitzim in the water. V'cholek es hamayim, take the amount of water that's spilled out and divide it into two. Each one is the share of a beitzah benis. Now, l'chol is just a way of measuring it. What was the Yudim HaKadosh? So see the next sheet. Amr Rav Yosi. How do you know for sure this is the biggest, this is the smallest? That's the way to do it. So the way to do it is visual. You take what looks to you to be a beitza benini, and that's a beitza benini. You can't measure scientifically. It has to go lefi hashor sadas. Yehuda's way of scientifically between mashanir hayoyse godel hayoyse cotton is not meduik. That's the machlekes here. Just to remind ourselves in the whole din of the Mishnah kibetza, which l'chol is talking about dinei tuma v'taira. So you look at the Rav, and the Rav says, L'gabi tumas oichlin. What's L'gabi tumas oichlin? So we know that a shtikel oichel, a piece of food, to letame acherim has to be the size of a kibetza. That's the Mishnah. L'gabi kabolas tuma itself, is a famous machalik tushon, which we've discussed in the psicha, to say the Taras, and it's really an inyan that will come up again and again. Behem shecham shnayis is whether kabolas tuma is mekabal tuma even b'kol shu. Or a kol shu that's mekabel tum is only derabbanan. There is a das yochid a rajma in Shabbos in the beginning of Pekah Matzniyah that holds the pachas mekabetzo is not mekabel tum at all, even with derabbanan. The Rambam over here in the Pirush Mishnah says that the inyan of a kabetzo in the Mishnah is legabe kama dinim teirim, legabe kama dinim there and again the teira. Which dinim? It sounds like not only tum asoichlin. He mentions tum asoichlin. It sounds like other dinim. So there are other dinim that are told in kabetzo. Zimun. Esrig, the share of an esrig has to be the size of a kibetza. So there are other dinim. Okay, Mishnah Zayin. Kigregeres Sha'amru, the same tzura of a Mishnah. Kigregeres is a dried te'eno. It's a little bit bigger than a kezayis, but smaller than a kibetza. There's actually two shittas in Hilchis Eruve Chatzeris, in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Samaches. The amount of food you need for Eruve Chatzeris is a kigregeres. The Shir Kigregeres, that's one of the places where it's Shtark and Negev. The other place where it's Deraisa is L'gabi all Hoitzah on Shabbos on foodstuffs. Any type of food, what's called a Shir Choshev, that if a person carries in Rosh Hashanah or from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, when would it be Chayv Skila or Chayv Korban Chatos? When it's Kigregeres, that's a Shir Choshev of Eichel. The other Malachas of Eichel also then again preparing food, Tikkun Eichelim, it's also telling that. So again, the gregarious also could be variable. What type of gregarious? So the Mishnah says, like gdeilah v'loik tana, ela benis. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, ha-gdeilah sheba Eretz Yisrael, hi ha-benis sheba medinois. In Eretz Yisrael, the gregarious are smaller than a chutzlar. So well, the big ones in Eretz Yisrael are equal to the benis sheba medinois. So when you're in Eretz Yisrael, you don't go basa benis, you go basa the gdeilah. Tanakama obviously holds you go basa benis in Eretz Yisrael because Paris that are legabi the halachas makes sense that you go basa Eretz Yisrael. More than that, the makor to all these halachas are based on a Gemara in Erev and Sukkah we've quoted before, that the Gemara says that all the shivas haminim that shebehem nishtabcha Eretz Yisrael, chita, sa'ira, gefen, riman, all said legabi shiurim of different halachas. So the Chor, we're talking about Paris Eretz Yisrael. So the halachas have to be kefi the Paris of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what the Tanakhama holds. The Sant, the Reb Yehuda, seems to be saying that the Paris in Eretz Yisrael are smaller. The Goin changes the gears over here from the word G'dolish of Eretz Yisrael, says K'tanish of Eretz Yisrael. Because haloi peres eretz yisrael ha-mishubachos. They should be bigger. Melech Shlomo brings such a gersa. So you look at the Sidrei Tyrus he brings from his father. He says that the Mishnah is talking after the Churban by Hasheni. So the dinim of Tumah v'Tahara is still Negev, but then the Peiros were smaller. Yishtel so Gemara in Pesachim, where the Gemara says that Akshav Yeinu Yishol Yehuda Machmitz, V'Yeinu Yishol Adumim, which is in Chutz Lo'etz, Eine Machmitz. So the quality of the Sveldiga wine is less. On the other hand, he doesn't point this out, but there is a Gemara, the Gemara brings from Rabbi Yochanan hundreds of years after Churban Abayis, that the Peiros Eretz Yisrael was still of superior quality. So it's hard to know. It seems like it's a machlokes. How to learn that point between the gersois.